Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's time to wake on up. Wake up. With a nice cup of Joe.
What's up, Joe, bro?
Featuring Joe Spadoni.
He's an Italian.
And Joe, the Butcher Boy Shasky.
I am slippery.
Oh! The best part of waking up is morning roast in your cup.
It is the morning roast, man, on 95.7 The Game.
Happy hump day, people. Happy hump day.
Thank God it's Wednesday. TJ Wednesday, am I right? Spadoni, Shasky, halfway home. Carter, Lubman, crushing it. Shout out to those watching on YouTube. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan. Apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. And we are coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. Whenever I hear righteously, it reminds me of the Turtle Crush. And we're going back to Finding Nemo. Righteous, bro! Surfer bros, so righteously brewed here in San Francisco. And it's a Warriors Wednesday, brought to you by Friedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Friedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today.
You know, Joe, I was thinking about last night's game.
Were you?
Warriors, Suns, and it's just like you're watching the team that the Suns trotted out there. And
you call it a team? That was just a collection of players, I think. I wouldn't call that a team.
Okay.
I wasn't poking fun at you. I'm like, that is a collection of players.
Tyus Jones, I know. I don't know how many casual NBA fans know who he is.
I knew Booker. Devin Booker, Bradley Beal.
Exactly.
In that starting lineup. And Ryan Dunn, because just the name.
And Tyus Jones.
Ryan Dunn, nothing, but yes.
Yeah, so like...
That was mean.
This isn't about the Suns. And this isn't about the Warriors beating the Suns last night. It's more about, like, look around the league. A lot of these teams beat themselves before you even face them.
Yeah.
You know, Denver firing Mike Malone earlier in the day. Memphis firing their coach a week ago. Phoenix, I don't even know what that is. Trying to make trades, not making trades, whatever.
It's a disaster.
Denver, obviously we referenced them. They fired their coach. Dallas making crazy trades. Okay, now they look nowhere near what they were just a couple months ago.
They want to fire their GM.
The T-Wolves, they lose last night. They had Carl Anthony Towns. They traded him away. I don't know what they're doing. Saving a few bucks on payroll? I don't even know. The Kings, they've all of a sudden become the Chicago Bulls of Northern California. Yeah. It's You don't have to beat every one of these teams all at once or all in a row. They're beating themselves. And if you look at where the Warriors are at right now, yes, they're a half game out of being in the play-in. I understand that. They just handled business for these last three games. I got a feeling they're going to be in that 4-5 matchup. And they'll probably end up facing the 1-8 later.
Could you imagine if they get home, real quick, can you imagine if they get a home court playoff series where we were a couple of months ago? They were a 10th spot, maybe. And then from going all the way there to the 4th in the West? That's insane.
Things happen quickly. 3 weeks ago, Denver, oh my God. Today, I'm like, we'll see. There's clearly a lot of stuff going on.
Let it be known, I never feared the Nuggets. I just wanted to put that in the cap. I never feared them.
I think a lot of Warrior fans
did. And I was telling them you shouldn't fear them, but continue.
We'll see where Jamal Murray's at. Stuff's going to happen between now and the end of the year, and it could happen to the Warriors. Someone's going to go down. I'm not wishing injuries, but we know, like, every year, things happen. And a team that you thought was going to kick everyone's butt ends up losing or losing a player or whatever, and it happens quickly. The year the Warriors won it all in 2022, Phoenix had the best regular season record. Phoenix did.
Yep.
Now, remember what happened to them. They lost in one of the worst Game 7s any of us has
Weren't
ever
you
seen.
There?
No, that was the next year.
Oh, okay, that was the next year. Okay.
When they did the midseason trade for KD.
Okay.
We act like the Warriors have to beat OKC, and then they have to beat the Rockets, and then they have to beat the Lakers, and then they have to beat the Nuggets, and then they have to beat the Clippers, and then they got to beat the... No, no. You only have to face one team at a time. These other teams will take care of themselves, whether it be in the matchup they're in or self-destruction and detonating themselves from within.
Well, that's the thing. Is the only team that can beat the Warriors the Warriors?
That's where I'm going with this.
Can they only beat themselves at this point?
It's not going to be easy. I truly believe, and I'm not just saying this, I truly, in my heart of hearts, think that this Warrior team is going to win the championship this year. And people could disagree, and they say I'm crazy. And I know, they're on the precipice of being a playing team, and they're also on the precipice of being a number 4 or number 5 seed. All right? It's going to take a leap of faith for some people to meet me there. You've got Steph Curry.
What are Bible references to that? Continue.
I would argue you've got, in the game today, one of the top 7 or 8 closers in Jimmy Butler for a playoff game that you would want around the league, all right? And you've got the best defensive big left in the dance in Draymond Green.
You hear Steve Kerr, after that first time out for TNT, just waxing poetically about the greatness that is Draymond Green defensively.
Right.
This is the greatest defensive player he's ever seen.
You've also got a Hall of Fame, 4-time championship coach who's got an excellent staff. You've got a bunch of hungry young players who are sneakily more battle tested than we give them credit for.
We'll see. Again, this is going to be their first real cup of coffee for Pods, for Kuminga.
Let me ask you this. Have they been playing playoff basketball
Post,
for 2 months?
For Moses Moody.
Have they been playing playoff basketball for 2 months?
No, but that's different. Regular,
did Kuminga play playoff basketball last year? How about the year before?
Was yesterday a playoff basketball game?
No, yesterday might not have been, but there have been moments in the last couple of months for Pajemski in particular, because he didn't get a good taste of it. Moody has had opportunities.
Yeah, no.
Kuminga has had opportunities.
Moody, I will give, has had moments in that championship run. He had some moments.
Right.
Kuminga, not as much. But again, we'll see. It's different when the lights are bright.
What about Kevon Looney? What about
yes,
GP2?
Yeah, I'll give it.
These are key contributors.
I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about Quentin Post. I'm talking about Brandon Pajemski.
But I don't need
Moses
all
Moody.
Of them firing on all
no,
cylinders.
No, but I need a couple of those guys doing that.
Sure, yeah. Sure. And look, from game to game, one guy might be hot, the other guy might not. And that's going to happen. I know what I'm getting from Kevon Looney in a playoff series.
Yeah.
I know what I'm getting from GP2. Now, you also have wild card players. Buddy Hield is a wild card player.
Yeah.
On any given day, he can explode. It's not going to be easy. I'm telling you, I have never felt this good about the Warriors winning the title until the last like week or two, where just all these teams around them are self-imploding.
Joe Shasky is saying it right here.
I believe it. I sincerely believe it. I'm not just, this isn't me just trying to get aggregated. Yeah. I'm not trying to like do something that I don't. I sincerely believe this Warrior team is the team that's going to represent the Western Conference in the finals.
Joe Shasky is taking the Warriors to win the West. Are you taking them all the way to win it all or just win the West?
Well, let's if it's Boston, I think that would be, wow. I know. I probably wouldn't take them against Boston. I'm giving respect to even Cleveland, because they do something very unique if they can play with the two bigs that would just decimate the Warriors. I'm giving them benefit of the doubt. But you don't have to face both of them.
No, you don't.
It's one or the other.
Yep.
And we don't know what their path, maybe it's another team. We don't know what the path looks like.
I'm going to keep it a buck. If it is the Cleveland Cavaliers, and now you're trying to give them respect, there's no chance in hell I'm taking a Donovan Mitchell-led team with Evan Mobley over Steph Curry, Jimmy Butler, and Draymond Green in that scenario. But they have to get there, and Joe Shasky truly believes that the Warriors are going to win the West. Do you believe? 888-957-9570. Let's go out to Oreo Cookie. Go for some Oreo cookies right now. What's up, man?
Joe and Joe, so nice. We got to hear it twice. What up, fellas?
What's up, dog?
What up, brother?
Hey, man. Hey, so I come on here a lot, man, and I give Kerr a lot of heat, man. Even on wins, I call and I complain about Kurt. But you know what? I got to give him his props when he's doing right. He found the starting lineup, man, that we just lost against Houston, and that was a historic lineup. Call it what you want, but it was. So I want to give him his props for that. He's also calling timeouts on a timely basis. No longer is he letting us play through our mistakes. But I do want to do one more thing with Butler. When we're having back-to-back turnovers, I want the ball in his hands. You know, he's very poised. He doesn't seem to get rattled and always makes the right plays. So I'm with you, Shasky. I believe, baby, we about to do this thing. The West is in trouble.
That's Oreo Cookie in Oakland. Are the Warriors winning the West? Joe Shasky believes so. After everything that's taken place these last few weeks, the shambles, the turmoil in Denver now with firing of their GM and head coach, the Grizzlies have an interim head coach, the Lakers, we'll see. It's like you just handled the Lakers pretty much last week. It's LeBron, it's Luka, but you know what? I'm taking Steve Kerr over J.J. Redick at the end of the day. Mark Daigneault and the Oklahoma City Thunder with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, who's probably going to win the MVP. You got to show me. The Rockets, they're young. Again, the Clippers, you'll see them on Sunday. And I guarantee you this, you beat the Clippers on Sunday, the fear factor for them, if there is any at all, it's gone for me.
But here's the best part about it. If you can get up into the 4-5, okay?
You're not playing all of those teams in a row.
Exactly.
That's the thing. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, and so one of those teams is going to take out somebody else.
Now, if you have some question marks about this team still, I would like to hear it. 888-957-9570. I think it's going to come down.
Do I sound absurd?
No, because I feel kind of the same that I don't fear anyone, but the Warriors still have to show me. I got to see it.
I get it.
The young guys.
Like show
Pajemski's been, thank you, Missouri. Shout out Guru, who's not from there. He's from Union City, but I love you, Gil. Pajemski's got to show me in the playoffs. Post, who's been.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Been great at times. That's showing the playoffs. Moses Moody has been struggling a little bit to score the ball. You got to show it to me in the playoffs. Kuminga, what am I going to see here? Buddy Hield. There's still a lot of question marks for those guys that have to be difference makers. But the big three, as you mentioned, Steph, Jimmy, and Draymond, of course I got all the faith in the world in those guys. I'll say this, though. And we were talking about it yesterday, and I didn't want it to come off as like negative, and I was trying to be very clear about that. Jimmy being a number two, and Eddie Johnson, who joined us yesterday, obviously pre- and post-game for the Phoenix Suns, their broadcaster there, former Sixth Man of the Year, have a tremendous respect for Eddie Johnson. You know, can Jimmy Butler have these type of games in the playoffs, and if they don't win, are we going to be circling back and be like, ah, man, can Jimmy do more? Is he not scoring enough? I'm very curious to see if this is the same Jimmy Butler that we're going to see in the playoffs, because everyone keeps talking about, and I do too, playoff Jimmy. But that was when he was a number one. How will number two Jimmy Butler look in the playoffs? And is that going to be good enough? That's a big question mark for me still. I know they've been having the regular season success. Playoffs are a different beast. And in a given series, the matchups are going to matter a lot. And can he be a bona fide number two? And at times, will he have to be a number one if Steph doesn't have it going? That's still a question I have for Jimmy.
I think it's
going
fair.
888-957-9570. Bob in Reno wants to actually pick up that conversation, as I was just alluding to. Bob, what's going on, man? You're on with Spadoni and Chassie in the Morning Roast. How's Reno?
Hey, Reno's beautiful. It's going to be a nice 60s today. But this is my first time calling in, guys, so thank you so much for taking my call.
Of course, man. What you got?
Okay, so look at this, right? The last 10 games, we look at Pod stats. I can't lie. He looks like a number two guy right now. Now, I do understand where you guys are coming from. He needs to prove in the playoffs. I think every young guy needs to prove something in the playoffs to me. But 18.8 points per game. He's shooting over 50% from three-point land.
52.
Field goal percentage 50. Is basically at 50. So.
He's shooting, I don't mean to interrupt you, 19 a game, 6 rebounds, 3.5 assists, shooting 52% from three-point land. That's probably not sustainable, but his floor game has been unbelievable.
It's not sustainable.
No, but he's been great. The shot selection, he's getting great looks because they're sagging off him. Someone's going to get those looks.
There you go. Continue, Bob.
No, and I just want to know your guys' opinion. Like, does that not prove he's kind of been a number two as of late? Like, I'm not saying he's been a number two all season, but I'm not.
No, here's what I would say to you.
I love Jimmy. Jimmy's been great.
He's actually been their quiet three. He's been the Jordan
as a
Poole.
Scorer.
He's
sure, been their Jordan. Yes, thank you, Bob. Yeah, no. It's as a scorer as of late. He's been that guy.
He's been great.
Like number two overall player in the hierarchy. No, it's still Jimmy because you know there's this other side of basketball called defense, and that's Pods. He's been okay. That's not his strong suit. But again, if you're just scoring, and if I'm getting that, you saw it in that Lakers game. If I get that Pajemski, that level of swagger, like they were panning to the Lakers bench and like, really? This guy's doing that to us? They were dejected. That's what could be the difference when those role players step up on the road and that confidence level starts going to Kuminga, who you saw being confident in that game, to Moses Moody, to Quentin Post, who wasn't backing down, talking trash to LeBron in that game. Yeah, that is for real. Now, the consistency is going to be the question there, and he's been great. He's had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of his last 6 games have been unbelievable scoring the ball. Is that going to keep up? I don't know, but it's been great.
But what is sustainable in his game? Hustle?
Yes.
energy.
Yes, he can control those things.
Exactly. Yes. And so, like, there are things that he brings to the table that I can just, you just pencil him in every night. GP2, there are certain things that he does that you can just pencil in every single night. And that's, I love the nucleus of this team because you got the headliners and then you've got the glue guys. And I don't think you need Pods to be a consistent third scorer every single night because you got a Buddy Hield, you got a Moses Moody, you got a Quentin Post, who on any given night can give you 15 to 20.
It's a good point, and Steve Kerr was reiterating what you were saying yesterday after the game, talking about Pods' three-level scoring.
It's changed everything, you know, just the last month or so, knocking down the threes, feeling so confident back there. But the way he can get to the rim, uses Euro step, the way he runs through the catch against closeouts and breaks the defense down and either scores or finds somebody else for an open shot. Brandon is generating a ton of offense for us.
Hey, Steve, do you think Pods has taken that next step?
I do, yeah. He's definitely taken a leap the last month. And, you know, it's really coincided with Jimmy's arrival. The two of them have this great connection. Brandon solidified his spot as a starter. You know, I've always felt when you can stack together a lot of high IQ players, the game becomes easier for everyone. And that's what I'm seeing right now between Jimmy, you know, BP, Draymond, Steph. It's really fun to watch them all click.
And I think that's ultimately what it comes down to, that term you just used right there, team IQ. If you're trying to sell me on the Warriors winning the West, and at 888-957-9570, if you're just joining us, Joe Shasky believes, truly believes, this isn't some shtick.
I think they're the team to come out of the West.
Warriors are winning the West. You heard it there from Joe Shasky.
I feel really confident.
Are you buying or selling that? 888-957-9570. The team IQ, the collective IQ of this team is something I would definitely hang my hat on if I was making that argument, because I look at the rest of the West, I'm taking this team IQ from Jimmy, Steph, and Draymond, and the head coach over whatever the Thunder have, whatever the Rockets have, whatever the Lakers have, whatever the Clippers have, Nuggets, they don't even have their head coach anymore, Grizzlies, T-Wolves, Kings, doesn't matter. I'm taking the team collective IQ of the Warriors over anyone else in the West, not even close.
So I understand people being skeptical on Pajemski scoring. Like, I do. I acknowledge, like, it's 11 games. It's an eighth of the season, right? It's not a large sample size. But we knew one of the things that he does really well coming out was shooting. And at times last year, I think it was, you know, he's a rookie and playing with some clunky lineups. It didn't really mesh well. Why am I encouraged that this is more real than people want to give it credit for? Because even in games where he hasn't shot well, they've gotten great looks. Great looks. These aren't like fadeaway threes, contested. With Steph's on the floor, he will always command a double team. When Jimmy Butler's on the floor, he will always command multiple eyeballs near the paint. Quinn Post, Moses Moody, Pajemski are getting cleaner looks now than they've ever gotten. Buddy Hield's been talking about this for about 3 weeks. I get great looks. I just need to knock them down.
Yeah.
And now they're starting to hit shots. At the beginning of the year, when his shot wasn't falling, he was wearing a mask.
Yeah.
Pajemski broke his nose.
There's been a lot of Batman masks on this team this year. GP2, another one.
He also had like legit dizziness. Yeah. And I think that there was a confidence factor, and then it's a psyche factor on top of the physical stuff. And he got off to a horrible stretch. He has been playing great basketball for multiple months. And to me, it's shot selection. If you take good shots, you will always have a bad shooting night. But if you take good shots, 9 times out of 10, and you're a good shooter, you're going to reap the rewards of that. And other players are going to have to start honoring you from farther away, which is going to open up his playmaking ability for the Kamingas, for the Draymonds underneath, for the Kevon Looneys, the Quentin Post, the Jimmy Butlers.
The Jimmy Butlers, which he spoke to yesterday, Joe. Pods asked after the game about Jimmy's passing, and he says him and Steph have been trying to get Jimmy going a little bit more offensively. This is interesting. Take a listen.
I mean, I think everybody knows Jimmy as playoff Jimmy, the guy that scored 50 in the finals, all that type of stuff. But I think so far, sometimes he almost passes to a fault. And we want Jimmy to be ultra aggressive. I talked to Steph before the game when tip-off started. We just tried to get Jimmy the ball as much as we could to start the game to try to get him into rhythm. And even though he only shot 4 shots tonight, he made the right play over and over again. But I know when playoffs roll around and it's time, Jimmy will be there.
Real quick. That was interesting. Steph and Pods talking before the game to get Jimmy going offensively. He had to reference playoff Jimmy from his Miami days. So it's not just something we're talking about, like being a little bit concerned about him scoring outputs in the playoffs. The players are talking about it too. It's not something we're just manufacturing and trying to find faults. No, I think it's a legitimate question mark. If we're talking about this team making a deep run in the West, it's Jimmy Butler's scoring.
But also his
that is something we have to be like talking about. People like Steph's not going to have it every single night. He's just not.
No, but I think that what they're
and I can't bank on Brandon Pajemski, a second year player in his first ever playoff series. But like I can't bank on that.
I don't think it's about scoring per se. I think it's about tilting the floor because where does Jimmy like to operate?
I do think it's a little about scoring. He can't be like 10 points isn't good enough in a playoff.
Let me ask you where does he like to operate?
The mid range game, like the mid post, yeah,
mid block, yeah. Low block, etc. Yeah. Sometimes he likes to catch the ball in the wing, and he'll dribble drive into the lane, leave his feet as two bigs come at him, and you'll see that either bounce pass to the corner or that swing.
Well, he likes to cherry pick a little bit.
You'll have two guys, one guy in the corner, one guy on the top of the wing, elbow extended from the three-point line. And he does this thing where he leaves his feet, pretends to pass one way, and throws to the other guy.
Yes.
The amount of open looks your offense gets early in the game to get others involved because Jimmy is getting forced the issue of throwing him the ball. It isn't about him scoring. To me, it's about opening things up for others. Can he get fouled? Go up with it in the lane? Yes. Is he your best back to the basket player? Probably. Do you want him to score a little? Yes. But it's also about getting wide open looks for the others. And when that ball starts hopping and you have teams doing scramble defense and help defense, who always benefits from that? Steph Curry.
Steph Curry.
Steph Curry.
Who spoke after the game yesterday on a walk-off, the sound courtesy of TNT, talking about Jimmy and tells people not to focus on the stat sheet.
Just another guy that just brings presence. Like, you have to watch the game to understand what he does. Like, I know he's had his moments and, carrying teams to the finals and all that, but a game like tonight, the stat sheet won't say what he means. It's just his presence, his ability to control the tempo offensively, be another Swiss Army knife from the defensive end, and he's made everybody else's job a little bit easier. So you got to be able to carry that influence and just keep playing at a high level.
Steph Curry yesterday after the game,
when he said you have to watch the games. When you command multiple people to leave the guy that they're guarding and come over just a step or two, because in the NBA, in like the NFL, a step is you're open. The difference between a closeout with a guy in your face and having a wide open look is a microsecond. And Jimmy forces off-ball defenders to take a step toward him when he puts it on the floor. He just does. And he opens the floor up for others. And when you don't do it, what does he do? He exploits the mismatch because usually they try to put either a bigger or a smaller player on him. Bigger guy he wants to go around. Smaller guy he's going to back down. His IQ is unmatched.
I'm not questioning the IQ and him as a playmaker. I'm not. I'm questioning, am I going to be able to rely on him if Stephen Curry's not scoring the ball? He can pick up that slack. That's literally what I'm questioning.
That will have to materialize at some point.
That has to. That's why I'm talking about it. Like, we're talking about you, and you're saying, and again, 888-957-9570.
I'm telling you, he does wonders for their offense.
Joe Shasky believes the Warriors are winning the West. Are you buying or selling that? And if you are selling it, why not? Why can't the Warriors win the West? Is there something that they need to show you here in these last couple games? Or are you still just waiting for the playoffs to see what that first-round series is going to look like, whether it's against the Nuggets, the Lakers, the Clippers? 888-957-9570 is the number as the Warriors are back in action tonight taking on the San Antonio Spurs. Again, another big game. This Western Conference is
wild.
It's just insane.
It's wild.
From the fourth seed where the Clippers are all the way to the seventh seed where the Grizzlies are, all those teams are 47-32. It's the Clippers, Nuggets, Warriors, Grizzlies in succession right there. Big game for all these teams tonight. Where's my sheet? I got all the different games right here. God, I got so many damn papers. There's so many of them. I got it somewhere. But here, you got the Spurs tonight if you're the Warriors. You got the Portland Trail Blazers on Friday. And then that game Sunday against the Los Angeles Clippers is going to be massive. How are they going to look in that one? And is that the last team to really, because Carter and Sam are in the back talking about fear factors, if there's any teams you still fear in the West. Clippers have had Onage on you lately. If it's a Zubac, is having a career year. He's big. Again, lack of size for the Warriors. He's a guy that has dominated those matchups. What are you going to get from Kawhi Leonard and James Harden? What are you going to get from Norman Powell? Talking about Warriors killers, he's another one. Is that the last team you kind of have fear over in the Western Conference? We'll discuss that on the other side. 888-957-9570 is the number. And it's going to be brought to you by Safeway. In the action, I like TJD getting out there, 4 or 5 for him, getting some moments. A lot of people talking about TJD yesterday and a lot of support for that team. And that's what I take away from a win like that, is the camaraderie with this squad. And you're talking about the team IQ and stability, the camaraderie as well within Jimmy Butler, because that was a big question mark in all this. Oh, is he going to be volatile? Everything that took place over in Miami, you hear about the Tyler Heroes or the Jaime Jaquez or Eric Spoelstra, everyone talking about the Bam Adebayos. I don't know. Like, he wasn't a great teammate over there. He's going to be a great teammate over here. Well, Jimmy's been great, and he's been a great leader for these young guys, whether it's Trayce Jackson-Davis, Pods, Moses Moody, Jonathan Kuminga, Quentin Post, all these players, Gui Santos, right? It's really bled into the entire organization, and that's why it's got you. You just heard those soundbite, Joe Shasky saying, they're going to win the West.
Well, that was the game.
They're going to win the West.
We were playing the game. That particular soundbite was, do you think they can win the championship? And I said, I do believe they can win the championship. If you ask me right now, like, just put championship to the side. I do believe they're the team coming out of the West.
Okay.
That's the way I feel.
Okay.
I truly do. And the reason why I say that, it's pretty straightforward to me. You have Steph Curry, and you have a great coach in Steve Kerr. You have the best defensive player in the game in Draymond Green. And then I've got an extra closer in Jimmy Butler, who is really a guy that elevates others around him. Mm. It's not a coincidence Pods is playing his best ball the last 11. Mm. He's getting great looks. All the ancillary pieces are starting to really fit when you plug in Jimmy Butler. Buddy Hield's gotten great looks. Quinn Post gets great looks. GP2 gets wide open dunks, and he's shooting great from the three-point land. Kevon Looney looks good right now. You know, everyone on the roster looks really good. Now, you don't have to agree with me. That's fine. You know, I've been called many things in life. Part of the beauty of sports is disagreement. I say this, you say that. That's fine. I just question this. Why do we give the benefit of the doubt to Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid? Why did we give the benefit of the doubt to Tom Brady and Bill Belichick? Why do we give it to LeBron? Why do we give it to certain people, and we won't in our own backyard give it to Steph Curry and Steve Kerr?
Are they not? Are there people still questioning the greatness of Stephen Curry?
He has done things that we've all dropped our jaws on and said, there's no way. And so when I see how well he's playing of recent outside of the three-point game against the Rockets, and just the connectivity and chemistry of the team, they're playing great both ends of the way basketball as a team. It's not one guy dragging them. Every night, it's a different guy stepping up. That's a real team. This is a team that I think has high IQ, that knows how to adjust. I think they've got specific role pieces that fit in these unique 7-game matchups against various teams at different levels in the playoffs. And you've got the greatest player playing at the height of his power in Steph Curry still to this day, with arguably one of the best tacticians in the game. Why not the Warriors?
Why not the Warriors? 888-957-9570. Why not is, might be skeptical about the young guys stepping up in these big moments. And honestly, still for me, I'm not taking anything away from what he's done and what he's meant for this team. Jimmy Butler has been a godsend. This team has just totally flipped the script. They went from a 10th seed to maybe having home court in the first round of the playoffs. That's a testament to what Jimmy Butler has brought to this organization. Not saying anything about that. I'm saying in a given series, can I rely on him at times to either be my number one or number two scorer? I'm not going to count on Brandon Podziemski being that guy game in and game out in a given series. I'm not going to count on Steph Curry being able to have 30-point games in every single game of these series. Because you know what? The blueprint, and it's not really a blueprint because everyone's been doing it, but what the Rockets showed on Sunday. Yeah, we're just going to hound Stephen Curry. If I have a young team, and I have an Amen Thompson of the world, which teams really don't, because I think that guy is incredible, a physical just beast. Mm-hmm. He's an athletic freak. So not every team has that. But if you do have an athletic big guy like that, like we were talking about Jared Vanderbilt last week for the Lakers, like maybe that is the game plan next time for J.J. Redick. I'm going to toss Jared Vanderbilt, a big guy who's got long arms, size, and athleticism that might get into Stephen Curry and make things more difficult for him. Because as we know, in the playoffs, they let a lot more physicality go. Historically, yeah. They do. Now there's some games here and there where it slows down and there's a lot of foul. That's neither here nor there. But when that happens, can Jimmy be that guy for me? If I need him to have some ISO moments and get me a bucket, can he do that for me late in games? I know he's been making some winning plays, getting to the line. Can he do that consistently for me? That's a question. Again, Brandon Podziemski, you're bringing him up. He's been awesome, amazing.
Yeah.
Shooting 50% since how long? Feels like a month from beyond the arc. Insane.
11 games.
Can he continue to do that in the playoffs in given series? I don't know. Again, if he's not hidden, can Moses Moody be that guy who's slowed down? Can Jonathan Kuminga, where are we at with JK? Confidence has been there at times. He's had some good moments against the Lakers, right? He's had some not good moments against other teams, right? So it's all baked into the equation. Quentin Poster can be counting on. He's been an NBA player for 3 or 4 months. Like, what am I going to expect from him? Am I going to be crushing Quentin Post because he showed up because he shrunk in big moments? I'm not going to do that. So there are question marks about this team still that I need to feel like get answered, and maybe that happens in a series or two.
But you're not going to trust 9 guys every night. It's you're relying on your top dogs to be your top dogs. Let me go back to the year that they won it all, 2022. Who was their second leading scorer?
In 2022?
In the playoffs.
In the playoffs, was it Andrew Wiggins?
It depended on the series.
Yeah.
Klay Thompson was the second most points per game in the Western Conference Finals, 18.6. Andrew Wiggins, 18.3 in the finals.
Okay.
All right? You're getting that from Jimmy already. This whole thing about second scorer, you're getting 17, 18 from Jimmy. All right? You're getting contributions. You know what the big difference from the Western Conference Finals to the finals was for the Warriors? Steph going from 23 a game to 32 a game.
Yeah. That was the difference.
You're going to win or lose in the playoffs because of the top dogs. I expect Steph to rise to the occasion. Why? Because he's one of the greats. You know who else I expect to rise to the occasion? Jimmy Butler. I expect him to have the playoff push.
Interesting, because we haven't seen this version of Jimmy Butler.
Absolutely.
All the other versions of playoff Jimmy, what was he? The number one guy.
Yeah.
He had the ball in his hands constantly. He was that dude. We're all looking to Jimmy. It's not the same here. We have Stephen Curry. We all look to Stephen Curry, your Lord and Savior, as you like to say. We're all looking at Steph. Steph, oh my God, I see the halo. He's amazing. Steph, what are we going to do? Like, that is different. And that's a different expectation for Jimmy heading into these playoffs. And I just wonder how it's all going to unfold. Again, they could win the West. Absolutely. Like, that's in the fact that we're talking about it is a win.
I just think
the fact that I'm not dismissing you right now, Joe, and saying, they can't win the West. No, they can win the West. I just have a lot of question marks still, and I wonder at 888-957-9570 what those question marks are, and maybe it is the Brandon Podziemski angle that I have to wait and see if he can do this, and if is this real or not. It is real. It's the regular season. Like, these are meaningful games. I'm not saying it's not real, but in a given series, can he continue to shoot at this clip? Probably not at this clip, but can he hit big shots like he did in L.A. against the Nuggets? Can he hit those big shots like he did against the Grizzlies? Draymond Green, you know, he talked about this. This is back in November from his pod. We had the sound. Draymond Green talking about him and Steph trying to, you know, get that confidence instilled in a young Brandon Podziemski who was struggling with his shot at the time. He wasn't playing very well. It was very clunky. He was trying to find himself, and the confidence was just drained. This is back in November, and Draymond talking about Brandon Podziemski. Take a listen. This is really interesting.
The amount of pressure that he puts on himself with each shot is insane. And so I'm saying this also, so I hope he hears it. Me and Steph talk to him every day. Who cares? Miss 7 of them. No one cares but you. Like, you're the only person thinking about the shots you miss. No one else is thinking about it. Anyone who carries that amount of weight in anything, it affects you negatively. I hate that for him, and so that's something that we've been trying to talk to him about. Stop reacting to everything that goes wrong for you. No one cares but you. Nobody else. What we care about is all of the other things that you do. So if you do all of those things well, and that can keep you on the floor, who cares about the shot? And I think he has to reach that point.
And that was back November, Draymond Green show, talking about just instilling that confidence within Brandon Podziemski, who was struggling with his shot. They asked him, Willard and Dibbs, that is, a couple weeks ago when Brandon Podziemski joined them, courtesy of the River Islands guest line. They played that same sound cut that we just played for Pods, and this is what he had to say in regards to that.
Draymond and Steph and Jimmy just reiterate to me that I'm a big X factor to our team, whether I put the ball in the hoop or I don't. But, you know, we're significantly better when, you know, guys like me, Moses, Jonathan, contribute at a high level. I think to have that confidence that they have in me, hearing that from guys that are champions, that are Hall of Fame players, it just gives you that kind of like, yeah, I don't really care if I miss. I'm going to just go out there and be aggressive and, you know, always try to make the right thing happen. And so I think that's helped me from November to now, but just kind of constantly reiterating to me, we want you to score the ball. We want you to be aggressive. If you miss, okay, it doesn't matter. I think it helps a lot for anybody.
I think that not only is the confidence there and the psyche, and he looks way more decisive. I think he's healthier. And I just think the way that the floor breaks down with Jimmy commanding attention, Steph always commanding attention, and now this new little wrinkle that, like, hey, on any given night, Draymond could go for 15, 16, 17. He's going to always get wide open looks. And I don't think it has as much to do with, oh, he's the guy they lay off of. No, no, no. It's a function of how great Jimmy and Steph are and how threatening they are to opposing defenses. Well, Pods is not at the top of their scouting report.
It's Brandon Pajemski, like in a lineup of Draymond Green, exactly. Jimmy Butler, Stephen Curry.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not going to be like double teaming Brandon Pajemski. So of course he's going to have open looks. Of course he is.
But I just look at their scoring right now, and he is a scorer. He's a reliable one. He's giving you the Jordan Poole output from 2022. Like look at the numbers.
Yeah, no.
He's giving you, and I would argue his floor game is obviously a better floor game, and not to diminish Jordan Poole. I just think he brings a lot to the table.
I thought Poole, obviously, better around the rim, I'd say, just driving, finishing. Pods, no. His finishing's been really good. It's been good, but I think Jordan Poole, when I think of athleticism,
more
and dynamic. A little more dynamic.
He was more dynamic around the rim. He's quicker with the first step.
Correct.
But I think that Pods' passing's better, and I think that Pods has done a better job in transition, creating buckets he might not get credit for. You know, I call it the hockey assist. Grab a rebound, kick it forward,
right.
Ball kicks around, someone else might get the assist in the bucket, but that's because you're pushing tempo.
And it wasn't a like-for-like comparison. I don't want to do this, get bogged down in comparing Pods to Poole. Because they didn't have Poole. No, for sure, because they didn't have Jimmy Butler on that team then, so Poole did have to do a lot more picking up that load, scoring the ball, and now they have a facilitator of the level of a Jimmy Butler on this team, along with Draymond. It shows, and this, again, I'm not trying to be negative. I'm not trying to say anything. There's just the question mark of Brandon Pajemski if he can continue to do this. But the fact that he's doing it right now in big moments against big teams in their building, the confidence level and belief level I have in this team raises exponentially if he's doing it in series. And for you at 888-957-9570, has the emergence of Brandon Pajemski as a scorer here late in the starting lineup, has that risen your belief at all that this team can win the West? Because Joe Shasky's telling us right now he's picking the Warriors out of the West.
I am. I think of that 2022 run. And look, things broke their way. The Warriors are going to need breaks their way. Every team does. Exactly.
Every team does.
But I look at, like, it went basically Steph, Wiggins, Clay, and then Poole. And Poole's numbers in terms of points per game went down and down each series. His minute allocation went down. Remember, Steph missed time against Denver.
Right.
And then came off the bench originally in that first round in 2022. I think that they have more balanced scoring now and more guys who can get buckets now than they did in that 2022 season. Otto Porter Jr. was very missed toward the end of the season that year. He had a couple moments in the playoffs, but Clay was erratic. I mean, he just was.
I feel so much better about, again, it sounds insane. I feel so much better about this team as currently constructed than I did about that Warriors team back in that 2022
finals. You were relying on Wiggs, Clay, and Poole.
Yeah.
Now, this team relies on, outside of Steph, Jimmy, Pods, Kuminga, Hield, Moody, Post, and also Draymond. Draymond's scoring now better than he was back then and significantly more aggressive offensively.
It's dipped a little bit, but yeah. Prior to last week.
I trust more guys off the bench to get buckets. And the other guy who's had a lot of double-digit scoring output games over the last 20 is GB2. Yeah. He's shooting the best of his career.
He is, and Buddy Hield again in a game he blew out the Phoenix Suns. Buddy Hield, you look at the box score. 3 of 8, 1 of 6 for him. 7 points for Buddy Buckets, who had one of his better games, but again, in a loss to the Houston Rockets.
Like, Otto Porter Jr., was a solid player. I want to make it clear. He's a solid, solid player. Buddy Hield on any given night, he could go for 0. He could also go for 20.
Let's call it what it is. Otto Porter for most of that season with the Warriors was not really doing a whole hell of a lot. And then he became Otto Porter Jr. I can't miss in the playoffs. Like, that's what matters. Like, Buddy Hield, we'll talk about the same thing. The Buddy Hield era, he was kind of inconsistent in the regular season. Didn't really start off really hot, and then it was just kind of meh. Well, if he has a game here or two, just a couple games where he's somewhat efficient, yeah, that changes how you view him and the entire experience. And if, of course, if they win a title or go on a deep run,
points
it changes
per game.
How you think.
Points per game, Western Conference Finals, Otto Porter Jr., how many do you think?
Oh, boy.
Five-game series.
How many minutes was he averaging?
I'm looking at it right now. Minutes played in total, 54 minutes. 54. Steph had 174.
Okay, I'm going to say...
Minutes per game, about 18.
For Otto Porter, 8.5 points.
7.5.
Oh, it's close. I'm done. So there you go. Like, but
this team is more offensively gifted.
But we remember Otto Porter Jr., I think, in a lot of Warriors fans' minds.
He had moments.
He had moments, exactly.
He had moments. And that's, and so I guess my point is,
yeah,
of the Kuminga, Hield, Moody post quadrant, because I expect Potts to score, you know, because he's doing well right now. Dude, you've got more scoring than what that Warrior bench was looking at then. And GP2 can give you, on any given night, he can give you 15.
Again.
Randomly.
Again.
Around the rim, hit a couple threes, boom.
It's going to be, I know you're baking Brandon Podziemski, that he's going to be that scorer. I'm very curious to see how it unfolds in a series, again, when all the callers are saying, oh, the lights are bright.
By scoring, I'm talking about he can score 12, which is his average this year.
Yeah.
And then when you're giving me 5 assists, 4 assists, you're also involved in an extra, you know, however many points, and multiply that times 2, because they're each player, you're involved in 25 to 35 points a night. That's effective.
Absolutely. Josh on 580, also effective. Josh, you're on the morning roast with Spadoni and Chasky. How you doing, man?
Feeling good this morning, boys. Great conversation, and as I keep listening to you guys, Chasky, I believe you, man. Like, what you're saying is spot on with what I'm thinking, because it's a lot of similarities with that 2022 team. You got Steph still in his prime, still getting buckets. No Clay, but then you kind of replace that with Jimmy, who's more of a kind of quiet to the calm and rights the ship. Otto Porter's kind of like the Moses Moody, where he could give you 20 points on any hot shooting night. Poole is more so now kind of Pods, where the Pods is playing. If he can keep that up, and you still got Draymond, you got more weapons off the bench with GP2 and Quentin Post, and you still got Kuminga, the one guy we're not talking about, who could still go give you 25.
Exactly.
So they have all the pieces, and the formula is really there where they can really beat anybody. It's going to be a challenge, but they got all the pieces, and there's nothing to worry about. And Spadoni, just to you, because you talk about Jimmy Butler, man, and just an analogy for you, right? Say in the NFL when you got two top teams playing each other early in the regular season, right? You might not see that full playbook come out because you know you'll see him later in the year. That's what Jimmy Butler is doing right now. He's pretty much showing you that, you know I can do it. But right now, I'm just going to show you a little bit so you don't expect it come playoff time. When it does, I'm going to hit you for 33.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing with Jimmy, his 33 points, he's had 27, he's had 25, but it's 10, 12 free throws. So you don't really notice that he's getting buckets because he's been getting buckets. It's just 12 free throws, a couple dunks, a three, and two mid-ranges. It's not flashy, but it's points. It's 27, it's 30, and he's going to have those games. So there's no need to worry about can he do it, because he's been doing it. It's just not the way that we want to see him do it, but that's okay because it's in the Warriors system, and the Warriors system is what's won them championships, and they have all the pieces to run that system. So I'm ready to go. I think we can beat anybody, whoever it is, and it's going to be a fun ride. Y'all have a great Wednesday.
Great call. Great Thanks, call. Josh. So he brought up something like, okay, the other night, Houston wanted to win that game.
Real quick, the whole okey-doke, he hasn't shown all of his cards on the table.
Real.
This is who Jimmy Butler is.
This is
Jimmy Butler. Like, this isn't this Miami Heat notion that he's going to be the Miami Heat Jimmy Butler. I just don't believe that that's going to happen. He's not the number one anymore. This is the number two Jimmy Butler.
Okay, no.
This is what we're going to be saying.
I think what he's saying is more like, strategically, you don't show all your cards as a team.
Well,
and
what
as a
cards
player.
Has Jimmy? What? No. Okay.
Okay. I'll give
game.
You one.
What's
I'll give you one.
That
I'll give
he hasn't
you
shown?
One. Okay.
Is this Texas Hold'em, please? These are important games.
All right.
That was a big game against the Lakers, and he made some big plays towards the end there. But I needed the scoring.
Joe,
the
have we seen Jimmy Butler and Steph Curry isolated in a high pick and roll situation 4 or 5 times in a row to end a game?
Sure.
No, we haven't. No. Okay?
We haven't needed to.
Famously, when the Warriors were down 3-1, Steve Kerr said, because he waited all year on it, I have to bust out the Clay Steph pick and roll. And they waited until they were down 3-1 to bust that out, and it was nuclear. And you ended up getting Game 6 Clay because of that moment. They wait till the last second. All the greats do this. They pick and choose their spots.
That's not some, like, Texas Hold'em or saving all of our tricks. Like, that, all the players and coaches and the other teams in the West all know that's probably a possibility. That's not some hidden card trick.
Yeah, like, but you don't show it until you need to show it, right? Like, when the Warriors have beaten Jokic in the playoffs and Luka in the playoffs, they literally run pick and roll right at him the entire second half. Mm-hmm. You're not going to do that in a regular season game, even if it's a big game. You're going to wait maybe till the end and do it. You don't want them adjusting to it too early, right? Yes, there is a cat and mouse part of this. You don't show everything all at once. The other day, Houston showed the face guarding of Amen Thompson on Steph Curry. I thought they went with it, and look, it worked for the regular season. But if they face them in a seven-game series and they think they're going to trot that out for seven games without the Warriors adjusting, I think they're in for something. Like, I'm sorry. Greg Maddux is one of the greatest players of all time. He was up 7-0. This is all over the internet right now. They're up 7-0 in a meaningless game. Jeff Bagwell steps to the plate. Meaningless game in the regular season. And Javi Lopez is behind the plate, and he's like, why are you going to throw him this ball on the inside, this fastball, because you know he's going to crush it. He's inside. He goes, he throws it, boom, home run. And they walk in the dugout. Why'd you do that? Because I know we're going to face them in the playoffs, and I want him to think about that home run that he just hit off me and think he has false confidence. They get to the playoffs. Javi Lopez forgot about the at-bat, and they threw three away pitches, and they showed the video of Jeff Bagwell swinging through. Jeff Bagwell's like, I can't believe I can't hit this pitch. Greg Maddux goes, I set him up in June so I could crush him come September and October. And Javi Lopez is like, that's why Greg Maddux is who Greg Maddux is. Now, that's an extreme example of what these teams do. But I reference it. The Warriors run motion all year. And then when they have to break the emergency glass and run the high pick and roll with KD or Steph, they did that. When they needed to do it against Oklahoma City, they waited till the last possible second to display the 1-2 pick and roll, Steph and Clay. And they did that. They don't break it out unless they need to. That is the Steph and Kerr mantra. They wait till the very end.
I'll say this, if we're expecting and if the fans are expecting that Jimmy Butler is all of a sudden going to turn into this completely different individual because he's been in the back to tank, he's been in the hyperbaric chamber, he's been we're holding the cards together. He's not going to turn into this completely different Miami Heat Jimmy Butler player that I think everyone's expecting him to. I'm just throwing that out there right now. If you're expecting a different version of Jimmy Butler in a week's time or 2 weeks' time in the playoffs or play-ins, whatever they play, I don't see that
but
happening.
But he generates more offense than Wiggins does. It's not
but
just
they still want him to score
own.
More. Did you hear what Brandon Jastrzewski
said? I hear you, but it's not just the baskets he makes.
More.
It's also the baskets he creates. And so, like, this is where floor game is extremely important. Just because Magic only scored, 15 points a game or whatever, he's generating 50 points of offense via the way he moves the ball around. It's the same thing with Jimmy. Jimmy doesn't just score his 17. He generates much more points than just the assists that you see.
No, and I'm just saying the field goal attempts cannot be in the single digits going forward in the playoffs. Like, that is not something I am going to be banking on for Jimmy Butler. Like, that needs to be up, and obviously getting to the line is a part of that. Who is Josh in 580 alluding to? Yeah, I understand when he gets the free throw totals up there, it doesn't look the same when you look at the box score. It's like, huh, I didn't really see him shooting the ball very well, but he was getting to the line a bunch, slowing the game down. That's a big factor in all this. I'm not sleeping on that. That is a huge thing. But again, when I hear Brandon Podziemski after the game yesterday, him and Stephen Curry chatting about getting Jimmy going offensively, my ears perk up.
I mean, I think everybody knows Jimmy as playoff Jimmy, the guy that scored 50 in the finals, all that type of stuff. But I think so far, sometimes he almost passes to a fault. And we want Jimmy to be ultra aggressive. I talked to Steph before the game when tip-off started. We just tried to get Jimmy the ball as much as we could to start the game to try to get him into rhythm. And even though he only shot 4 shots tonight, he made the right play over and over again. But I know when playoffs roll around and it's time, Jimmy will be there.
Okay, that's what he's saying. Playoff Jimmy's going to be there. Josh in 580, Joe Shasky, everyone's saying playoff Jimmy, when push comes to shove, don't worry, he'll be there. I haven't seen this version of playoff Jimmy. You're all talking about Miami Heat, Philadelphia 76er. I haven't seen Golden State Warrior playoff Jimmy yet. Call me a skeptic right now.
I don't think they need that version.
I'm not saying he's going to be 30 points a game, Jimmy Butler.
No.
I'm not saying that.
Yeah,
can he give me 20-plus scoring?
I mean, he's giving you 18 a game right now.
20-plus.
Okay, but what about the 6 or 7 assists that he gets every single night?
Great.
Like Wiggins wasn't giving you that output, but he was giving you the 18
Stephen
points.
Curry's 37 years old, and he's going to have some bad shooting performances.
Yeah.
He's not going to score in some of these.
Yeah,
I need Jimmy to step up in those games.
I got Moody,
and
who's
question
better.
Mark.
I got Heald, who can come
Moody
out the
has
bench.
Not been
I got
good
Post.
Shooting the ball lately.
No,
Post,
I
haven't
that
seen
I don't
for
deny.
A while. Yeah,
like GP2 has. Okay. Pods has.
Okay.
Right? Like, so there's a yin and a yang here. Like, yes, is there a sweet spot number of shots I would like Jimmy Butler to take? Absolutely. But the guy generates a ton of his overall floor game is significantly better than Andrew Wiggins. It's undeniable.
Well, I agree with that. He's a better player overall than Andrew Wiggins is. Yes, that is a fact. As you're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, always live on the Free Odyssey app and now broadcasting live from the Laughing Monk Studios. And it is a Warriors Wednesday brought to you by Freedman's Appliance. Come see their full selection of in-stock luxury appliances and live working vignettes. Visit Freedman's Appliance in Pleasant Hill today. Having said that, Andrew Wiggins was unbelievable in that run, and I don't want to get that lost in the shuffle here. Like, if Jimmy Butler can replicate what Andrew Wiggins did for that playoff run, yeah, maybe we are talking
about. What was most memorable about Andrew Wiggins during that?
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Leewood, it's time to turn heads, drop jaws, and feel unstoppable. Beaumont Health and Wellness brings you award-winning weight loss, hormone therapy, and advanced beauty treatments like body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Sign up for our weight loss shots and get your first week free. Plus, receive a free body composition analysis and a free B12 shot to fire up your metabolism. Beaumont Health and Wellness. Luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Spots are limited. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at BeaumontHealthKS.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.